Noriega has been in U.S. custody since surrendering 17 years ago during the U.S. invasion of Panama. He is currently serving a 30-year sentence for drug trafficking and money laundering. Frank Rubino is Noriega's attorney.
He has now come to the point where he has served what's known as his mandatory release time, which means the government must release him from custody on September 9th this year.
Rubino says good behavior was one of the factors considered for the release. He says his client plans to return to Panama once out of U.S. custody.
He's only been in the United States 3 times in his whole life and has no desire to stay here. Like anyone else, he wants to return to his home.
But in Panama, Noriega was convicted in absentia on murder charges, and Rubino says his client plans to defend himself in that case.
When he returns to Panama, he will, through his lawyers, make a motion to reopen that trial so he can participate in it.
Rubino says Noriega plans to do the same to fight a conviction in France. Noriega ruled Panama for most of the 1980s. He was toppled by the U.S. invasion of Panama, which began December 1989. Lisa Ferdinando, VOA News, Miami.